I definitely think that the idea of perpetual war is something that's really, really ingrained. You're talking militarily, but I think ideologically it's also really ingrained. The idea that this is a perpetual war, and this is how it's sold also, right? To the European public, to the international public, that this is a never-ending 2,000-year-old war where they're always fighting each other, and this is an unending conflict with no solution. This is also part of the propaganda around it, that they're trying to convince people that this is, there's no other way, and they've convinced the Israelis of this, that there's no other way but to constantly arm yourself more and more, and to have more surveillance and more protection, more walls, and this is also how they're selling it abroad. That's why a lot of people have this idea that it's too complicated to even touch this subject and are really afraid to speak out about it. Because they get the image that it's too complicated, and it's so much war from each side, when it's actually a war of occupation. It's not a two-sided kind of war. And this is also why the, for example, like the military complex that you talk about, one of the things, for example, that even really solidified my understanding of how wrong things are, even when I didn't fully understand the political sense, is when I read about this topic, especially when I couldn't find a justification for Israel to be selling weapons to murderous dictatorships that persecuted people, Jews even included sometimes. I couldn't find a justification for it, because it really contradicts everything that you're told about, you know, a country that was created as a safe haven, that was created, you know, to end persecution. But then why are they selling weapons to dictatorships and are creating surveillance systems that are then being sold to track people and kill them? This is really part of the contradiction. And I think actually kind of alluding to what I said before about being able to see it a bit more easily when it happens in other countries, this is actually something that, at least for me, it worked, because it kind of brought down the propaganda wall for me, because I could see it happening in other countries using Israeli weapons. And this made me realize something about my own country. So I think there is a huge problem, a huge enemy, as you said, but there is a, let's say, an opportunity kind of hidden within that, from that perspective.
Yeah. One of the main statements that one of our co-founders says that the society that we created cannot afford peace.
Yes, exactly.
But we all created it. And that's where the place of consciousness that I want to say that by our lifestyle, especially in the West, by the daily lifestyle that we created, we create that there is countries that create weapons that control other countries. So to bring it back to us, and that's the power when we bring back the things to the eye and create with many eyes, creating different conditions. But nevertheless, I agree with your analysis, and we do see how Israel is testing, also now in these 8 months, testing weapons on Palestinians. Like, Palestinians became the laboratory, so when they would sell, they would say, it's tested. Tested on whom? Tested on my relatives. And then another government, in order to make its own people safe, is making me not safe. Yeah. And to circle this consciousness, to understand in the end, we have to come to this bottom of understanding that when the border of North Palestine now is, and South Lebanon is burning, the trees are burning, and thousands of dunams and hectares are burning, and the trees are, it's my problem here. It has an effect on the Alentejo. I can also create restoration here, but that affects there. And until all of us, we hit bottom to understand that we are one body and one earth. But I think there must be also shorter tracks.